It's so good to see all of you here in the Church of the Lord today and the opportunity to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I want to call your attention this morning in our call to worship to 1 Chronicles chapter 28, and I want to look at two verses of Scripture here. David is instructing his son Solomon, who is going to be entrusted with the building of the temple, and teaching him before he takes up his responsibilities about what things were important. Now, if we were doing it today, most people would say, here's the plans, build it. But that wasn't David. Because he was building something special, he was building the temple of the Lord. It required a different kind of heart. And I want you to notice this as he speaks to his son. He says, "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Then David gave Solomon his son the pattern of the porch. Very interesting that before the plans were given to Solomon, before all of the integral details that God had given to David about how the temple was to be built and how it was to be done, the pattern and so forth, he deals with Solomon's heart. He deals with Solomon's heart. We're going to take these over the next few weeks. I want to share with you first one of them. The first thing that he says to Solomon, "Know thou the God of thy father." Before you can build anything for God, before you can undertake in any task for Him, you must know Him. Do you realize that that is being missed today? We're wanting to do all kinds of things for God, but we don't know God. And that is the most important thing. You can't go down the list of things to do for God until you do the first thing. And that is to know God. And in our culture today, we don't have time for that. At least that's the excuse that's given. "Well, I've got too many things to do. I don't have time to know God." How do you know God? Do you know God by just thinking about Him once or twice a week? Can you really know God that way? Absolutely not. Knowing God is, first of all, becoming His child and then saturating yourself with His thoughts from His Word to you. And that's being lost on this generation today because this Bible doesn't mean a whole lot. I have read several articles this week in different news outlets on how today's millennials no longer approach the Bible as their parents did. Isn't it interesting? "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy," what? "Father." Millennials are rejecting their parents' view of the Bible because they see it as being archaic. They see it as connected to something that's very old, and the millennials are all about what? Mr. Watt talked about this a few weeks ago. Pastor Watt. What? "It's got to be new. It's got to be new. It's got to be new." And so the Bible is what? It's old. Therefore, today, mindset reject. "Solomon, know thou the God of thy father." Parents, grandparents, with your children, we need to teach them to know our God. Now, do you know God? Do you have something to teach your children? That's the question. And so today, as we've gathered here today, I trust that you want to know God. Not know about God. There's a big difference between knowing about God and knowing God. That's personal. That means that there's a connection there, and that connection is Jesus Christ the righteous. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, then you cannot know the Father. And so I pray today that your heart and your soul will be knit together with the truth of God's Word and that you might know Him. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. Philippians 3:10. What a glorious passage of Scripture. And may we know Him today.